USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pfizer is reporting it plans to meet with U.S. health officials Monday to discuss their request for federal authorization of a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. President Biden's chief medical advisor has acknowledged it is likely that additional booster shots will be needed. In Britain Sunday night, three black players who missed penalty kicks for England in the decisive European Championship shootout against Italy were called racist names online. The English Football Association issued a statement condemning the language used against the players. Thousands of demonstrators went out on the streets in several Cuban cities to protest ongoing food shortages and overall higher prices amid new coronavirus lockdowns on the communist island. Cuban officials blame the United States for the unrest. California firefighters continue to contain the largest wildfire in California this year, while state power operators urge people to conserve energy after a huge wildfire in Oregon took out three major power lines. USA Radio News.
America's military is under attack from the woke, anti-Christian far left. Even our top generals are ignoring the threat. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the real dangers. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. Stinchfield and Newsmax are telling you the truth about the far left's real agenda and Joe Biden's policies. That's why millions are tuning into Stinchfield and Newsmax. And Newsmax is the only major news network carrying President Trump's rallies live. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them, tell them you want it, or you can switch. Watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax has become one of America's biggest news networks, as Americans like you switch to a trusted news source. Every weeknight, watch great shows with Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Cortez and Pellegrino, Rob Schmidt, and a lot more. Newsmax is real news. Watch it.
Britain is to ease COVID-19 restrictions. Brad Bernards reports.
The UK government is confident that plans to lift a range of COVID-19 restrictions will go ahead on July 19th in England, but mask wearing in indoor enclosed places will be expected, Vaccine Minister Nadeem Zahawi said on Sunday. Prime Minister Boris Johnson detailed proposals earlier this week to eliminate a series of rules on mask wearing, social contact, and the instruction to work from home.
The leaders of the United States and Germany will meet this week. Dan Naraki reports.
President Biden will meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel this week at the White House. The two are expected to focus talks on the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, the COVID-19 pandemic, and a recent surge in cyber attacks. It could be Merkel's final visit to Washington as Germany's leader. She said she plans to step down following elections in September after more than 16 years in power. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
With the Delta variant of COVID-19 taking hold in a few American states, those that are not vaccinated are taking the biggest risk. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Arkansas is one of the areas experiencing an uptick in COVID cases with the spread of the Delta variant of the virus, having reported more than 1,000 new cases per day for the last several days. It also has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country, with just over a third of the state's residents fully vaccinated. Governor Asa Hutchinson has pushed residents to get vaccinated in the last few weeks, and tells ABC's This Week about the further efforts he's taking to try to combat hesitancy to the vaccines in his state.
We're working very hard to go to that population through the employer, through trusted advisors such as the clinics, making sure they have the information and overcoming the hesitancy or just the simply we're putting it off approach. I've started community conversations, going to cities. I'll be in six cities next week in Arkansas, simply talking about what are the concerns, what are the community ideas and how we can do this better in terms of increasing that population and their vaccination rate.
China's military said it drove away a United States warship that it said illegally entered Chinese waters near the disputed Paracel Islands on Monday. The United States Navy 7th Fleet said the Benfold had asserted navigational rights and freedoms in the vicinity of the Paracel Islands, consistent with international law. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.